U.S. red meat processing plant registrations for exports to China implemented under the Phase 1 trade agreement of 2020 expired over the weekend, generating concern over market access to China. As U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains, the pork facility registrations were finally updated.
GAC, which stands for the China's General Administration of Customs, updated more than 360 pork facilities and cold storages that had either expired in February or were set to expire on Sunday, March 16th. So this is extremely significant. This gives us assurances that pork facilities approved to export to China can continue to do so regardless of their production dates. And if you look at the pork variety meat side in particular, China by far is our largest destination for those items. And if there was any interruption of business, the potential loss is between $8 and $10 per head per hog slaughtered.
On the beef side, exporters are still waiting for facility registrations to be renewed.
We do not have any update or any word on the status of the 390 beef facilities with the March 16th expiration. And there was one plant from mid-February as well. Their registrations have not been updated by GAC. So for the time being anyway, these plants can only ship to China with product that was produced prior to March 16th. We're very appreciative of all the support and help from USDA and USTR, and we're hoping to hear some feedback soon on the status of these beef plant registrations. I think this whole exercise the last few weeks is a bit of a wake-up call because there's been a lot of focus in the press for months now about tariffs. And while that is a concern, there's quite a few examples where non-tariff trade barriers can be just as, if not more, impactful.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.